two Constitution Party candidates have filed nomination papers with so many signatures collected by out-of-state or out-of-district helpers that the candidates have not been placed on their local election ballots. A third Constitution candidate, Secretary of State contender Ed Fromme, had enough signatures collected by in-state circulators that he will be on the state ballot. But Fromme is leading the fight to dump the ban on non-local circulators. He says people who pass around nomination papers are just exercising free speech and freedom of association.
Anybody should have the opportunity to support the candidate of their choice, regardless of where that person lives. We already do this in the other areas of campaign workers, such as campaign managers can be outside the district. Door-to-door literature droppers can come from outside the district.
Fromme contends the U.S. Supreme Court and the Federal Appeals Court in Illinois have issued rulings that support his arguments. He says many other states either don't restrict who can collect nomination signatures or allow out-of-state circulators to take advantage of loopholes in their laws. But Wisconsin State Elections Board Executive Director Kevin Kennedy says he plans to apply Wisconsin's law to the Constitution Party case.
My sense is that the primary reasons for the law are to protect the integrity of the process. You know, we don't require a filing fee to get on the ballot. We ask a candidate to show some modicum of public support as a measure of ballot control, and the courts have allowed that. You know, there's always the suggestion of fraud.
Kennedy says circulators need to be familiar with who's eligible to sign the candidate's nomination papers. But the Constitution Party says smaller political parties need all the help they can get, and so it'll ask the State Justice Department to tell the Elections Board not to enforce the Wisconsin law. If the Justice Department refuses, the Constitution Party may go to court. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.